Hello, you are. This is Sweet Treats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Everyone, I hope, is having a lovely night. Tonight is a really, really special show. I'm back with Brian.
Good evening.
Yep. We were here last Friday. And so, if you don't know, if you weren't listening, we tried out playing records for the first time.
Yep.
And we had such a blast that we decided, you know what? This show is going to be just records. So we're only going to play records for everyone tonight. We got here like, what, 40 minutes? No.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
40 ahead minutes. And honestly, that wasn't even enough time for finding records.
No, that was dedication. You got Marco scrambling to the last minute. Like, yo, let me get that one extra record.
We were looking because there's a lot here at WMFO Studios. If you DJ here, you just come in, you would know. It's like there's shelves of them. So tonight we're doing 70s and 80s music, because I thought it would be fun to do music from when records was the only method to listening to music. Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna set up the turntable since I spent a little bit too much time finding records. So Brian is gonna yap a little bit. Are you gonna talk about the Jets or what?
Oh my goodness, don't even get me started on the Jets before we start
the segment. What's it called?
Crosstown Rivals.
So enjoy a little bit of Brian's Crosstown Rivals hosted by Brian Becker tonight while I set up the turntables and get us ready. So enjoy his little segment.
Yes, good evening and welcome back, viewers and listeners. Welcome back to Crosstown Rivals. Last week we talked about the Brooklyn Nets losing to the New York Knicks on a Jalen Brunson buzzer beater. Now let's jump over the pond, jump over the Hudson River, and let's go to East Rutherford to talk about another decrepit team in the New York City metro area. The New York Jets, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Jets are a mess of a football team. It's like every week, every year, I turn on the TV, I watch the game, and then afterwards, I checked Tankathon. So those of you who are new to the NFL, Tankathon gives you the predictions on who is going to have the highest draft pick, aka the worst placing teams in the NFL. The New York Jets are not in typical times, as the organization seems to be in a complete free fall. However, I may add, they've been in complete free fall for years on end. It's like we have a losing record. We haven't had a winning record since 2015, I swear. And even then, we haven't even made the playoffs. So, to update you on the previous week, the general manager, Joe Douglas, was recently relieved of his duties. It's been jokingly mentioned for several years, according to Tony Pauline on Twitter in league circles, that Woody's son, Brick Johnson, has actually been managing the NFL team. Now, if I was Woody Johnson, I would stop this immediately and sell the team to Elon Musk, because now Elon Musk is being rumored to be the next New York Jets owner. Now that I don't think that's gonna happen, and the reason is because NFL teams in this day and age are a monopoly. You do not want to sell an NFL team in with the New York football market, the New York media. They got all of that, and there's way too many reporters on the Jets. However, Aaron Rodgers was recommended to be benched this season. The Colts game was ugly. It was game mismanagement. It was, we no longer have a head coach, so let's just scramble around with a team that could do way better. And after seeing that game, you come out to yourself and you ask, why am I a fan? Why do I support this team with a coaching organization as irrelevant and mismanaged as this? You know why? Because it's the vibes. It's this the delusion that this team brings you every week. The fact that they can convince you they could actually make the playoffs. Making the playoffs in the NFL, that's pretty easy. You'd only need a 9-8 record to make the playoffs, but I don't know. Yes, so the Jets are already have 8 losses in the season. They are not on track to go 9-8 this season. And we have a debacle in the front office. You have Joe Douglas that has just been relieved of his duties. Earlier, 2 weeks ago, Robert Saleh was fired. He was caught in a Whole Foods parking lot in Madison, New Jersey, doing his shopping. He is now in Green Bay advising on the offense, but let's just focus on the Jets here. I don't know where to go from here. I think Garrett Wilson is going to get fired. Garrett Wilson fired? No, he's going to get traded after this season. And now we have Sauce Gardner, who might get traded. It's just not looking good here, and it's going to be another rebuild season for the next 2 or 3 years guaranteed until we can find a competent coaching staff and B, a competent franchise quarterback. With that being said, I don't know where to go from here. The organization is delusional. I think Woody Johnson should just go get the ambassador's job and leave team ownership duties to his brother Chris Johnson like he did back in 2016 and stay in London, because we had a better record there, 7-9, than the absolute debacle that's going on right now with them. Now, with that being said, Marco has finally tuned up these records and get prepared to listen to a vintage throwback of our years, a throwback to 1968, something I really wish the New York Jets could be doing right now, which is winning a Super Bowl. But other than that, sit back and enjoy.
Get it long, get Charlemagne.
And that was a great assembly of songs here, wouldn't you say, Brian?
Oh yeah, beautiful as always.
Yeah. So Brian and I, we alternated first. So I started with "Everybody Wants to Rule the World" by Tears for Fears. Then Brian, then I put "Everywhere" Fleetwood Mac. Then Brian put "Kid Charlemagne" by Steely Dan, and then I put "Disappear" by INXS, which I just learned is, you say it in excess. I had no idea. And then now Brian's going to go with Moody Blues, New Horizons, and then we'll see what's going on after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually, Steely Dan was sampled by Kanye a while back ago. What are your thoughts on that?
That I actually did not. I don't know if the people listening at home noticed that. Feel free to call in and let us know if you recognize that. But yeah, I didn't know. That's so cool. They have motion.
They have motion in the ocean. Yes, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So we are gonna come back on in about two more songs, give you the PSA, and then keep going with these 70s and 80s tracks. Up next, we've got the New Horizons with the Moody Blues with New Horizons. Enjoy it.
Well, I've had dreams enough for one, and I've got love enough for three. I have my hopes to comfort me. I got my new horizons out to see. Yeah.
You're on air. Hello, who is this? Introduce yourself. What's up, Jason? Where are you calling it from? Oh, awesome. Oh, what song do you want to listen to?
Zachary.
Okay. So, unfortunately, we're doing records tonight.
Oh.
And okay. Records only, right, Brian?
Records
and,
only.
And so, they don't actually have a ABBA record in the studio, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would certainly love to dance with you.
That's all right. We understand.
But I'm sure Zachary's a great dancer.
Dancing
queen. And you are too. Well, Jason, thanks for calling in. I appreciate the kind words.
No problem, man.
Yeah, and have a great night. Happy Thanksgiving.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, good night, man. Good night.
Good night.
All right, what a lovely caller. Let's continue with the scheduled playlist. This is Moving Out, Billy Joel.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Moving out. I'm money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out. We'll be right back.
And that is Fleetwood Mac closing out that next four couple of songs. This is
what's up, Ryan?
You can't hear it? Oh, you can't hear me? You sure?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, you can. I think the guests can hear me. I think your headphone's not plugged in.
Oh, dear.
Now? Okay. All right, you got me worried. Sorry, everyone. So that was The Chain, Fleetwood Mac. Then we got Moving Out, Anthony's Song, Billy Joel. The Moody Blues with New Horizons, and In Excess with Disappear. Now it is time for the PSA, Brian. Take it away.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use sidewalks and obey all traffic signals. This is a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Always cross the street. You know, always look both ways. And we also just wanted to shout out, what was the name of the show?
Shout out Emily Squared.
Yeah, that show, they've actually put us on to the Moody Blues with the New Horizons.
It's amazing.
It's a great song. Very, very folky and stuff. So enjoy the next couple of songs. We've got, as you can hear in the background.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, Moving Out. Enjoy.
Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Saints, the sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Oh, baby. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young.
Hello, this is Sweet Treats. Who is calling in?
This is Jason again, and I have my friend.
This is Max.
And
nice to meet you, too.
Max and
Orion.
Wow. And we have a message. We have a special message for one of the hosts of your show.
Yeah, he's here. Go ahead. J-E-T-S. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep it clean. No cursing now. Just got to throw that out there.
Be responsible.
Yeah. Is that all you wanted to say, Jets? Shout out the Jets.
Yeah. We want to, you know, we know Brian's a big Jets fan, so yeah, we're still supporting.
Yeah, thank you for giving me comfort in troubled times.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Oh, wait, we have someone else here, too.
Oh, who's that?
Say your name. You're live. Say your name.
On air. Okay, keep it clean.
He's a little shy. His name is Zach.
Oh, Zach Gerson.
He didn't want to
Hi, Zach.
Oh. Yeah. He didn't want to say that. Yeah. So we just want to say that, you know, we love the show.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. We love the support. Sweet Treats love the support. All right. Have a great night. Night. Alrighty. This is Sweet Treats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for joining Brian and I tonight. Brian, I mean, we listened to right there. That was Dirty Work, Steely Dan, Only the Good Die Young, Billy Joel, Rocket Man, Elton John. This was Brooklyn Owes the Charmer, Under Me, Steely Dan. And we're going to finish it out with Billy Joel, Vienna. Thank you so much for coming tonight, Brian. I had a blast. How do you feel?
I really enjoy doing this. This is such a break from all the nonsense that goes on during the week. Nonsense. That's a funny word.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. 80s, 70s record playing DJ turntable. This has been Fluffy Trumpet. Have a great night, and I hope you join me next Friday. I actually won't be here next Friday because of Thanksgiving break.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So in December, we will come back, and I will. I definitely want to resume the record. So please stay tuned for that. Have a safe night, and yeah, good night. Peace Happy out. Thanksgiving. Peace out.
Cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come.